1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair Show.
It is good to be back here on Monday.
You complete me, Dan.
You had me at hello.
You complete me. I'm just overwhelmed.
I hope our wives aren't listening.
Oh, don't worry, they're not.
You know, they're probably the smartest people on the planet. They know better.
No, the smartest people on the planet are listening to this show.
Yeah, you're right. Are you saying our wives aren't smart?
No.
You're not saying.
I'm trying to be maritally correct.
Ah, yes. Very good at it.
Do you know about that? Being maritally correct?
Anything that has to do with correct, I'm not very...
No, that's right. You're not very good
accurate at.
Yeah, you're not very good at.
What's going on today? Happy New Week to everyone. What is today? What's today's date? November?
I don't know. I think November, it's the 23rd. I'm not sure.
23rd. Man, Thanksgiving.
When's Thanksgiving? This coming Thursday?
This Thursday.
All right.
I better get on the Stairmaster now in preparation.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
You think so?
No.
All right.
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
We were talking about something last week that I think we need to hammer again, not go over everything, but make sure people understand it here in the early minutes of this broadcast.
Gotcha.
All right. We were talking about two religious viewpoints, and most people hold these, but they don't realize that they have names. We talked about Calvinism and Arminianism, and again, you know how I hate the theological discussions, but at stake here is God's character.
Well, we don't hate discussing God. We just hate the fact that churchmen have hijacked the study by categorizing it in human philosophic terms, almost.
Right. I like to get down to the brass tacks. What is it all about? Why are we even talking about
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Why are we on the air? Why are people listening? And I assume, maybe I'm assuming this, but most people should be listening to learn something about God.
Yeah, we're here to study God as he's revealed himself in his scriptures. We're not here to study human theology. We're not reading anyone's systematic theology books here. We're here to get back to the scriptures. We're living in a day very similar into the captivity books, Nehemiah, Esther, and Ezra. And when they were rebuilding the wall in Jerusalem, the people were discouraged because it says there was so much rubble. They had to reconstruct so much from the ground up. And we're living in a day where we're buried under the rubble of decayed, degenerate theology.
That's a good analogy.
And that's where we're at today. And what people don't realize is they stare at this rubble pile and they think that this is true. They think that this is the truth. But in order to make what's going on today in the Christian, I put the word Christian in quotes, in the Christian system, in order to believe that that is actually a biblical setup we got going on here, you have to readjust the scriptures to meet the present practices. That's a bad thing to do.
That's bad. People don't realize they're in captivity.
No.
That's the thing. And we talk, it's almost easier to see in government, you know, what's going on today in the United States politics. We have the very fabric of American politics trying to be changed by the current presidential administration. Whether you agree with that or not, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And some people are waking up to that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that the same situation is happening in organized religion as is happening in politics, except the hijacking took place way back when the Apostle Paul was still on the earth.
All those who in Asia have turned away from me. In Paul's own day, they turned away from his message. In his own day, and that's why we cannot go back to the church fathers or the practices of the first century to find pure truth. We have to go back to the scriptures themselves. And if you see practices that are not found in the scripture, we should question the practices and the beliefs.
If you do that, you're going to get in trouble at church.
You will get in trouble at church. And you pointed out, it's just like in modern politics is almost a mirror of what's going on among professing believers.
Yes, it is.
And I've studied a lot of history, and I've studied especially American history, to teach Constitution classes, and being involved in politics cured me of being in politics, really, to be honest. But the present American system is George Washington, John Adams, and Patrick Henry would have called this slavery. This makes King George look like a Boy Scout, what's going on. But we gradually got to this point, and so we think we still live in freedom. But from the Founding Fathers' perspective and the principles of our country, this is not freedom, this is slavery.
No.
But people don't recognize it because they think it's just the way it is. And I like to use this analogy. If you took people from the day of Paul and dropped them into today, like if they jumped forward into today, they would see it and they would scream how awful this was.
Take Paul himself and put him
put
in
Paul
the church
in his
today.
Day, he would be shocked.
Every time I drive past a
what
Catholic
do you think Paul,
church.
What do you think Paul would say if he saw us putting millions of dollars into a structure with stained glass and call it a church?
He would be appalled.
He would be appalled by it.
Yes, he would be.
He would be absolutely appalled. He would be appalled to think that there are men who take the title Reverend, Doctor, and Pastor and think that that's a biblical position. It's sickening. Now, here's the illustration. So if Paul had jumped to the... It's like they say, is it a frog? If you put him in a pot of boiling water... He'll stay in there, and it'll just get hotter and hotter.
No, he'll jump out if you put him in the boiling water.
If you put him in the boiling water.
If you put him in lukewarm and just slowly cook him, he won't realize he's being cooked.
We've been going through the slow cooker
since
Paul's day.
Yeah, we've been the slow cooker,
so
but it happened in Paul's day. I mean,
yes.
Paul predicted that this great apostasy would come, and the tragic thing is that Christians are still looking for it.
Yeah.
And they've appointed themselves the official apostasy detectors, and they're going to tell us when the apostasy has arrived. And again, the subtle deception that's coming on this world is so subtle, our Lord said that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. So you have to ask yourself, we have a religion today that is as popular as Beatlemania was in the 1960s without the great music. And because I don't particularly like gospel church music, that's just me.
Yeah.
But you have to ask yourself, a red flag should arise in your mind of why this religion is so popular. It's a country club type of mentality. And again, every time I drive past a Catholic church and see St. Paul, I picture that man who preached freedom and preached grace and preached presenting every man complete in Christ to sit through a mass and to see the bondage, to see that it's not every man free in Christ. It's every man, woman, and child staring at the priest, waiting for them to tell you what you should do, what you should believe. You can't read the scriptures for yourselves. And none of the other churches, of course, they would say, the Catholics, boo, boo, boo.
Yeah.
But they're doing the same exact thing with the pulpit system and the preacher. One guy standing up there and everybody else going, tell us more.
You know, the thing is, we're pointing these things out, and we say this in love. We really want to see people come to the truth. We're not just here to point the finger for the sake of pointing the finger. We want to point out that it is, and it's true today as it was in our Lord's day. It's not until you leave the temple until you find Christ, just like the man born blind. And we are living, again, in a situation where paganism has infiltrated Christian practices. The church service, the pastorate, people don't realize these are pagan practices. They come from paganism. Who would have thought that a place that pretends or says that they're proclaiming the gospel of Christ would be involved in pagan rituals? And so what has happened? We no longer see, if we ever did, I don't remember ever seeing it in my lifetime. I've never been at an organized church where it proclaimed a full salvation bought and purchased, paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ, that Christ was successful when he died on Calvary's cross, and that he was necessary and the scriptures were enough for all of life and knowledge of God. It has always been added on with these other things. You need to do this. You need the very, we talked about this before, the very idea of saying we're going to church is a pagan idea. It's like saying you're going to a pagan temple.
Yeah. Hey, our friend Clyde
Pilkington.
Isn't
that amazing?
Yeah, it is. Our friend Clyde Pilkington has written a book on 2 Timothy, and we need to talk about this when this book gets finished because I thought about that when you mentioned the scriptures. The scriptures are now our foundation for truth, and that's where every man can be his own interpreter with the Spirit of God working in him of what God is doing, and that is a far more safe place to be with you, God, and the Word of God than to subject yourself to the religious institution. In fact, remind me to talk about that again, but I was coming in here today, and you know they have the station playing over the PA, the stuff that's going on WBRI.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say, it was a pastor or a preacher, I don't know where he was out of, but he said, in this day and age, the times the way they are, you need to recommit yourself to getting to church every week. And I'm thinking, man, that's exactly what Satan wants you to do. Now, that sounds pretty crazy for me to say that, but the minute you experience a spark of wanting to know God, the first thing our adversary would want to do is direct you to an institution where God is purportedly taught, but where you will learn lies about that God. And we talked about some of those lies last week. One of the most grievous, heinous lies about God is the doctrine of eternal torment.
Yes.
This is why I can't sit in church, because it's full of hypocrites. They sing songs about amazing grace, and then they deny it in their doctrines. And we talked about the doctrine of free will, which sounds innocent enough until you realize it's salvation by willpower. Gee, that doesn't sound too good.
Yeah.
We talked about eternal torment, which many of them are striking that doctrine from their statement of faith
while
still believing it.
Which
because
is totally hypocritical.
It's totally hypocritical. If you believe it, you should be preaching it from the rooftop.
If you believe that, you should be willing to go on all fours, wear nothing but a loincloth, a sackcloth, or something like that, in the middle of downtown Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, wherever, and you should be screaming this day and night. You should quit your job right now, warn people day and night. The very fact that you can... I was looking at a church website of one of our adversaries, somebody who can't stand our message. He's a real arrogant Bible school teacher. And he's got on his website, he's got all these little kids with the big smiles on their face, and I could just think, all these kids smiling and happy because Jesus isn't going to torment them. And they could be so happy, even though grandma's burning right now. It's sick. It's sick.
Yeah,
to think
you know what
that.
These people don't realize is we're coming to what is known in the scriptures as the day of indignation, the tribulation, and God is going to come and He's going to give the nations a wake up call. But what people don't realize is He is also coming to destroy the religions of this world.
Yes,
this table has to be cleared. The table has to be cleared for the coming of His kingdom, and not only the political table is going to be cleared, but the religious table is going to be cleared.
Babylon
and very
Revelation.
Dangerous.
And one of the lies of Christendom is they think that Babylon's a Catholic church. The Catholic Church is not the mother of abominations. It's a false religious system. It's Christianity and Buddhism and Islam and all these religions wrapped up
and
associating with each other.
It is actually dangerous. We're going to get into this eventually, but it is actually dangerous today to be in organized
religion
including the Christian religion.
Listen,
it is actually dangerous.
The closer you draw near to Christ, the less religious and ceremonial you will be. My name is Dan Sheridan. You can find me at crossandthrone.com. You can go and listen to my series on Romans verse by verse, and you, sir?
We have to talk about that. That's an excellent series on Romans. I want to start the next show with that. I am Martin Zender, and you can find me at martinzender.com. In the meantime, believe in God in spite of what the clergy tell you. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, man.